governance expert opposes suspension of CDF loans, and over 40 killed in DR Congo attack linked to Islamic State. Good afternoon, with the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasabo. Chiluvi Member of Parliament Mulenga Fube has called for the immediate withdrawal of the Lands and Deeds Registry Amendment Bill of 2025. Mr. Fube argues that the bill, which seeks to grant the registrar the authority to unilaterally cancel land titles, poses a serious threat to Zambians who have worked hard to legally acquire land. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voices, a chatback program on the topic, National Matters, Mr. Fube questioned the motive behind empowering the registrar with such far-reaching powers, warning that they could be subject to political manipulation. It is unfortunate that government is more concerned with pushing bills that do not address the pressing challenging issues ordinary Zambians are facing, said Mr. Fube.
That is lawlessness. Objectives. All they want is the registrar to tell the registrar kala cancelling. My politicians wakabula mwolu wali. Nukulan that kabia paria u cancelling area title, kabia paria u cancelling a title, depriving Zambians who have gotten titles properly. It is politicians that will be doing that. Registrar can make us under pressure. That's why they are appointing these people who are user friendly. Now if you want to engage another cover to my professionals, but they are appointing people who are user friendly so that they can always give them instructions.
Financial expert Jones Sambaombe has urged government to formalize and legalize gold mining activities across the country, particularly for small-scale miners, as a means to boost national revenue and derive economic development. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Sambaombe noted that mining remains a vital sector of Zambia's economy and called for increased investment and policy reforms to unlock its full potential. Formalizing the sector will not only create employment opportunities, but also help curb illegal mining activities, said Mr. Sambaombe. Mr. Sambaombe also appealed to government to review mining license fees and make them more affordable to small-scale miners. He argued that this move would promote inclusive wealth creation and shift communities away from poverty-driven mindsets. He further stressed the importance of studying illegal or informal mining operations, saying that such analysis could provide valuable insights into improving governance and transparency in the sector.
The artisanal miners, they are miners that have families as well. That's their source of livelihood. And we know that the SMEs, they contribute more than 80% to Zambia's employment. Why not just formalize the sector? Instead of doing dark mining, doing mining illegally. Yes, no one is going to condone illegalities. If we can't condone illegality, then we must legalize. What we simply need to do is to formalize the artisanal miners.
Governance expert Wesley Mianda has opposed calls to suspend the loan component under the Constituency Development Fund CDF, warning that such a move would negatively impact the livelihoods of many Zambians. This follows a recent directive by Vice President Mtalena Lumango to the Minister of Local Government and Road Development, Gift Sialuvalo, to consider suspending the CDF loan components due to high default rates among beneficiaries. But speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mianda said suspending the loans is not a viable solution, stressing that government should first take action against defaulters to ensure repayment. This is a revolving fund that must be accessed and repaid in order to benefit more people, said Mr. Mianda. He further noted that the loan component has not been effective due to political interference and corruption, adding that many beneficiaries lack viable businesses. Mr. Mianda has also called on government to introduce robust monitoring and accountability mechanisms to ensure the fund serves its intended purpose.
It is all about management. We need to actually put in place managers, people who can manage this program, you know, prudently, people who can manage this program with the transparency and the accountability. Now, there are no follow-ups. There is no one to actually, manage, there is no one to supervise, you know, all those who are getting the loans. At the end of the day, people are quiet. People actually have taken it that, you know, it's free money. And that's why they are not paying back.
Police in Eastern Province have arrested a 46-year-old man of Chikankeni village in Sinda District for allegedly defiling his 14-year-old stepdaughter. Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba identified the suspect as Kelvin Nsiku of Chikankeni Village in Chief Nyanje's area, Senda District. Mr. Mwemba explained that the suspect is believed to have defiled his stepdaughter between 26 July 2025, around 17 hours, and 27th July 2025, around 8 hours, at Chikankeni Village. Mr. Mwemba further revealed that the victim sustained painful private parts and that a medical form was issued. We now join Chila Silwambo with the latest on the money markets.
This is a good afternoon to our listeners on the radio station, updating on the business side. As usual, quickly on the currency market, I try to pick up where the pound is, 134.86. That is Aus dollars, 1.09. I've given you the New Zealand dollar, code 173. That is Japanese yen, 7.17. Very strong Chinese, 186.66. Those going to India, and 17.85. Wabo a bit on rand. And our kwacha, this $184 million dollars IMF, right? Balance of payment. It's hanging in the air. And of course, in the morning, the banks had to take their rates up so they could sell their expensive money and then start coming down. Already, I can see some signals where Access Bank has already come down to sell it as low as 23.5. This should it come on a hard move, we might just get it to 21 against the dollar. 21 kwacha, yes, is high likely. And the corn international market, 415.528 is the wheat. Copper, 8. Trading at 9833 and Nikkei on 15228. Those interested in soybeans, $1015 a ton international market, and cocoa very expensive, $8215 a ton. If you're driving 69.19, that is a Brent, 65.89, just in case you are taken off on a plane, that's a price on a jet fuel. And of course 333.8.85, that is gold. We have that in the nation. And of course stock markets, I've seen Saka Stock Exchange 21059128, that is FTSE 100 5.8 as Dow Jones. Now look at it, Lucy. I'm giving you the transactions that actually trades that we have took on Friday. I mentioned yesterday on my show. Here it is: BAT, British Tobacco, British Tobacco of Zambia, which has actually had a good trades. Almost $1 million went in terms of trades on a Friday. Remember, the other week we had almost $4 million on CEC. Now, to all of your listeners, look, have interest on stock markets. Enjoy your lunch as the kwacha high likely is going to drop. As at now, 23.5 the lowest access, and where the other banks, I think they're jittery on 23.8. They're gonna go down. $1.8 million in economy like Zambia is too much for us. Enjoy lunches. Bye bye.
In foreign news, more than 40 people were killed in an attack by an Islamic State affiliate in northeastern Democratic Republic of Congo, the United Nations and the military said. Most of them there were worshippers taking part in a night vigil at a church in the town of Commander, where they were attacked by Allied Democratic Forces ADF fighters. 9 of those killed were children, the UN Peacekeeping Mission said. Nearby shops and businesses were also looted and set on fire. The ADF emerged in Uganda in the 1990s, accusing the government there of persecuting Muslims, but is now based over the border in DR Congo, where it regularly attacks civilians of all religions, as well as in Uganda. Coming up shortly, Israel to begin limited daily pauses in fighting as aid drops resume over Gaza. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Make Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. Foreign aid drops over Gaza have resumed as international outrage intensifies over a deepening hunger crisis widely blamed on Israel. Jordan, with support from the United Arab Emirates, has airdropped essential supplies including flour, sugar and canned food to desperate civilians. The World Food Programme WFP warns that a third of Gaza's 2 million residents have gone days without food, while nearly half a million face famine-like conditions. That's the news to date. Here is another look at the headlines. Chilubi, Member of Parliament Mulenga Fube, has called for the immediate withdrawal of the Lands and Deeds Registry Amendment Bill of 2000.